When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Oh, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies and Pete in South Philly tonight at 6. Brandon Graham will be here for the Brandon Graham Show at 6 with me, Howard Eskin, BG, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore Parks.
We'll
and,
be here.
And an Eagles player.
Or not.
Or not. Well, you guys were players.
Yes, so. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's the Players Lounge.
Still we'll Players
be here.
Lounge.
We'll
yep.
be here.
But does Hugh even count anymore? With the defense is a luxury.
Wow.
A new 53.
Listen.
Make it big plays. Listen.
You are so disrespectful
yeah,
to Hugh.
Yeah,
I love
told you.
You.
Knock it off.
He is going to beat you senseless one day.
Hugh knows the defense matters. He just put his foot in his mouth.
And then stuck to it, which
yeah,
I appreciate.
Yeah, you know, he gave a take, and he didn't want to back off of it. And
well, he was right about the young Thundercats, though. I mean, he's been on that for a while. Let those guys cook a little bit. But defense.
Well, he also was on Bryce Huff, though.
Yeah, listen, yeah. Hold on. We don't, they're not all winners.
Well, Howie was on Bryce Huff, too.
He gave him a lot of money.
Yeah.
What if they can't pay Zach Bond because of Bryce Huff?
You better not tell this fan base that.
Well, by the way, not just Hugh, Elliot still says that the mistake was not playing Bryce Huff more, actually. Devin yeah. White
for,
as well.
For the victory lap Elliot's currently going on for the Sirianni thing, I mean, soft practices, he was very pro.
Draft offensive lineman.
He wanted a guard. Yeah. Mekhi Becton is, like, going to get a $100 million contract. I mean, listen, just tread lightly. We don't forget.
Yeah,
Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot. You could do that on Twitter.
He asked a good question last night, didn't you?
Did he?
I don't know.
He asked the physicality question, didn't he?
I can't figure it out because him and Howard are having a worm off as to who can be more in on Nick. I mean, he's grilling Jalen about Nick.
Elliot was?
Yeah, Elliot was.
Well, I would have thought Elliot was writing an article about it, but then I remembered Elliot actually doesn't write articles anymore. So, 215-592-9494. Kenny in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, yo, this is how it feels. Welcome to the light. Welcome. This is how it feels. For real, before I start my Eagles point, I got a flag to throw on the caller. Yo, you took it straight for no reason, Spike. I listened, and I clearly heard you state, I'm starting to believe. He came at your neck. Oh, I'm picking my flag up, buddy. I'm throwing one on that clown. He, go somewhere and shine shoes, kid. Now, let me talk about the Eagles.
I don't know.
Somebody came at you and was like, yo, now, I remember y'all wasn't believing. Yo, you said, I'm starting to believe. So, on that note, forget that.
Okay.
I wish I could yell like the Macho Man, but I can't, so I'm going to try my best. But, yo, we're not dynamic. You know what we are? We are kick freaking dirt in your yard while you cleaning your yard, make you bend to our will. So we ran the ball 15 last plays. They couldn't stop us. We ain't have to plant a flag. We playing a King Henry. For real. So, no, we not dynamic, right? We the NFC East version of the Baltimore. That's what they saw. And we beat the bully up.
I like it, yeah.
Yo, that's what it's about now. Running this back. Forget sometimes less more.
The pass.
The less time, the less Jalen throws, the more efficient
the better
he is.
We are, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yo, no, listen.
Have we all bought into this now? The less Jalen throws.
Listen, I said it week one. Less MJ, more TJ. He's playing like TJ McConnell. It's okay.
Yo, listen. For all the people calling, talking about, yo, I want to be the new king, all that. Yo, the crown got to be passed down. You can't earn it. You should know that.
Hmm.
And I'm leaving that at that. Back to my Eagles point. Yo, welcome aboard. This is how I feel. I know you used to baseball, Jack, but...
Uh-huh, yeah.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Different feel for football, baby. The different feel. Feels good. But yo, E-A-G-L-E-S. Hope your Thanksgiving was good. The kids out. Peace.
Yeah.
That call was something else.
Yeah.
What was the whole thing at the beginning? Does anyone know?
No.
Well, I think he said somebody came at you about you finally getting on board with the team or whatever. So he was kind of defending you against that caller.
Yeah, we all get there at different times.
Yeah. Still waiting on Jack.
I'm there.
All right.
Best team of my lifetime.
You there with Coach Sirianni still?
So.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
See?
Yesterday was a step back. Of my pro series.
What happened yesterday?
The first down motion after the tush push drove me nuts. He was a little emotional on the sidelines again.
Oh, you got you can't show any emotion.
I'm a win with class guy. I thought he got back to a little bit of the over cockiness. It felt a little bit like the Chiefs game. Again, I'm not trying to put on everything through my hater glasses.
You're not trying to, but you are.
I'm just telling you exactly how I felt watching and yelling at the TV yesterday, yes. And then I didn't appreciate the post-game press conference with the BSs.
What do you think that was all about? So is he reading articles about Jalen being a game manager?
Is he listening to the station too much again?
Is he listening to the show?
Well, he's definitely listening to the radio
station. He talks
station.
Exactly like we talk. It's I'm waiting for him to say, I heard Wednesday. Spike said he wanted him to lose today.
Yeah, just start name-checking us.
Oh,
well,
man.
He did that with Angelo once, right?
He did.
Name-check Angelo.
He loves Elliot, and Elliot reciprocates.
Yeah. I think what he tries to do with Jalen is, I think that is a little bit of personality management from Nick and trying to overgive, knowing that the Jalen-Nick thing was weird coming into this year. Mm-hmm. And I think Sirianni goes out of his way to to credit Jalen, and I think that's part of why he was doing it.
Well, he called him the MVP. He said he should be in the MVP conversation.
Well, look, I don't agree with
him. He hasn't said that about Saquon once.
Well, right.
He did say it about Saquon yesterday.
Well, I hope he would say it about Saquon.
Yeah, I hope so,
been
too.
Been there for 3-4 weeks now.
Just saying.
I'm just saying. I felt like he went out of the way to do it with Jalen yesterday.
Speaking of Saquon MVP, Costos texted me yesterday.
Yes.
And Costos is like, I told all you guys about Saquon 150-1. And I was like, Nick, I love you. No offense. Everyone in Philly bet it at 150-1 before you said anything.
Yes.
I'm worried about every sports book.
Are we collecting Saquon, on this bad boy?
If Saquon wins, like, there's going to be a lot of bets.
I'm going to tell you, I had a cash out yesterday. I thought about it. And I said, you know what?
For Saquon? No, you can't.
Yeah.
You got to let it ride.
Oh, I could have.
Yeah, well, you could have.
Yeah.
Easy over there, Spike.
Yeah, I could have.
Money's money.
Because it was a nice payout.
Yeah.
And all it takes is for what happened last night to happen is what Josh Allen did.
Yep.
So now the payout is half of what it was.
Yeah. Well,
that's how quickly it changes.
After the game, Saquon went to plus 225.
Yes.
And then after the Bills game, he went back down to plus 350.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen
now
went
down. Now he's plus 450, I think.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
Josh Allen, I saw after the game, was minus 160 or something.
Yeah.
But he's a quarterback. He's playing great.
It's all
and
good.
There's still 5 games left. So,
dude, all I need is a $175 next week against the Panthers.
Oh, that's it.
A couple touchdowns.
That's it.
And a mediocre Josh Allen game. That's all I need.
All right, coming up next, speaking of
I'm
coach.
I'm going to ride this thing out, Spike.
Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Man, Pound Town has gotten me here.
All
love
right.
It.
Nick Sirianni, Jack's favorite guy, will speak next. I'm sure he won't be smug at all, so you'll get to hear that.
Win with class.
Yep, we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Hey, Chickies and Pete's gift card, that is a good gift. Everyone uses their Chickies and Pete's gift card. You can buy it in person or online at chickiesandpetes.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.